This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Welcome to Wahine Atua, a space made for and by women in Taranaki. Whether you're tuning in at home, work, or with a cuppa in hand, you're in great company. Join us now for chats, laughter, real korero, and a whole lot of wahine power. It's Wahine Atua, on now here at Access Radio Taranaki.
Good afternoon to you and welcome to Wahine Atua. I'm on my own today, so what I thought we'd talk about actually is about stress, because it's something that affects all of us, and at the moment I see so many people we all lead such busy lives as women, that often when we are stressed and we're a mum, it's really good to know that you're not failing and how to cope with it, what you can do. So welcome along. If you happen to be driving, you might be folding the washing, you might be sitting in the car for a quiet moment, or you never know, you might be doing what I used to do, and that's hide in the bathroom for a bit of peace. Well, this episode today is for you. So today we are talking about stress as a mum, that invisible load, that constant mental juggling we have, the love, the guilt, the exhaustion, the pressure to hold it all together. We all know what we're talking about, don't we? It's the reality that it sometimes just feels like it's too much. All of us go through it. Now, it's really important to know this is not about finding a fix. It's not that we're broken when we go through these times. It's about understanding stress and about being kind to yourself, what you can do, and knowing where you can go to for support here. I want to start by saying, and this is something to really think about, that stress is not about failing. It's not about when you feel like you've failed. It's not about not meeting the goals or anything like that. It just means you're human. It's okay. It's right. So why does stress hit mums so hard? Motherhood. Well, motherhood often looks calm from the outside, but the pressure underneath is quite real. As we know, mums carry the mental load of a household, the emotional labour for children, partners, extended whanau. We carry the load for work, unpaid work, the invisible work, taking care of the household. We have the financial pressure and the cost of living at the moment, which we've covered over recent episodes, and the social expectations on coping and to be grateful for what you've got. Many mums don't feel stressed about one thing. I don't think there's one thing that you can actually put your finger on that you say it's one thing. It's not one big thing. Often it's in a culmination of all the small little things where everyone's pulling you in different directions. I know I've sat down myself at times and you've thought, where do I start? Where do I even go? Like, the mum, the wife, the partner, the daughter, the aunt, the boss, the work colleague, the worker, the kindergarten driver, the taxier, the food gatherer, the cook, the chief, the bottle washer, the cleaner, all of those things, that it just feels like sometimes it's just too much. And I think there's this comparison trap. We look at, you know, social media, and you look at different people and you hear about some people seem to have their, pardon the expression, but they're shit together, and yet those of us don't. And sometimes we see people who are, what we envisage, are parenting better, or that they're coping better with things. That comparison actually fuels the shame that we as parents and as mums often have. But stress is not just about emotion, it's physical. And that's something to be aware of. I know I had a conversation recently with somebody who said to me, oh, you know, that they don't want to show that they're stressed, but, you know, like not being able to sleep at night. When you're exhausted and you do sleep, but you still feel exhausted at the end of it. You might snap over small things or be irritable. That brain fog and forgetfulness, I mean, that's my everyday life, I must admit, being menopausal. feeling numb, feeling overwhelmed, feeling like you're always behind. None of this means that you're bad, that you're not coping as a mum. It just means that you're overloaded by it all. My oldest daughter has become a mum again, has got a little new baby who's only 3 weeks old, just over 3 weeks old, and I've got a 16-month-old, and I see her sitting there. She's, you know, sort of stuck on the couch breastfeeding this new baby, which is a beautiful thing, but you can see she's so pulled, and it's a really hard thing as a mum. You know, how many of us have sat down and just cried when we're on our own, or gone and hidden as I did, you know, go into the bathroom and eat a frickin' Moro bar or something like that, just so you can get a moment of something nice for you or whatever. You know, we've all done it, and it's all very normal. And the thing is, we often don't actually talk about it with our friends that we all do it. We all pretend, and it's that pretense, isn't it? But the other thing to remember is that stress doesn't also appear like you're falling apart. It doesn't. It's not like a one size fits all, and you're going to see it hand to heart. Sometimes it might be that you fake it till you make it, and you look like you're holding it together, and then you get home at night and it all falls apart. It might be that you're feeling resentful or guilty for feeling that way. It might be that you cry over something really little, or it might be that you're feeling completely disconnected from your partner or from your children, or where you think about, oh, if only I hadn't have done this, I just want to get in the car and I want to run away and I want to escape. But that's not because you don't love your family, it's because you just need a rest, right? Many of us as women wait till we're at a breaking point, until we actually get to that stage, until we actually realise, hang on a minute here, I need to stop, I need to think, I need help. But the thing is to remember is you don't need to be at that crisis level to be able to ask for help. It doesn't need to get that far before it's okay to ask for help, because that early support and that intervention can actually stop the burnout. And it's not a weakness. Don't ever think it's a weakness. It's a protection act that you can do for yourself to ask for help. So how can you reduce stress without adding more pressure on? That's quite interesting. So we're going to talk about actually what actually does help, without turning it into a whole nother stressful thing to try and figure out how you're going to do it. So we're going to look at simple ways. Not everything needs to be done perfectly. That's something to really remember. If you're like me and you've got an ADHD brain, you have to just move on to the next thing, and it has to be good, and it has to be good, and it has to be good. Some days just feeding the kids and getting them fed is enough. Sometimes just getting through the end of the day is enough. Don't put those extra pressures on yourself. If you name it too, often if you name something and you take that ownership for it, it can really help. So saying, look, it's too much today, it's okay, I can't do that today. It's okay to say no. It helps your brain be less overloaded, I guess you can say, and often can make you feel less trapped. To regulate the nervous system is something which is quite interesting. So this doesn't have to mean meditation. I'm not meaning that. What it can be like even slowing down your breathing for, you know, a minute, or stepping outside. There's a beautiful man here in Taranaki called Jeremy Smith, who was an obstetrician and gynecologist. And Jeremy Smith told me when I was actually in hospital having my oldest daughter and my waters broke early and I was stuck in hospital, he told me to go out because I was stuck in the hospital, told me to go out, to go to Brooklands Park and hug some trees. And I remember thinking he was insane, but actually, you know what? Made a big difference. Just sitting in silence for a minute. Just take a minute. Don't pick your phone up. Just sit in silence for a minute. And just putting your hand, just reconnecting and grounding yourself to feel your breathing. Put your hand on your chest and just breathe. Simple meals, fewer choices, they protect your energy. So just remember that. You don't need to cook every night. Cheese on toast is okay 2 or 3 nights a week. You will cope. You will survive. If that's what you have to do to get through, that's okay. Baked beans. Have it. Spaghetti. One of the other things is talking, and that is sharing the load. And as I said to a friend actually only this week, when you share and you can talk and you can share that experience, it makes such a difference. Watching someone's kids for them for half an hour just so they can get outside and even go and have a coffee with a friend, or saying no to the commitment. That's something that it's taken me 56 years to learn how to say no, instead of taking it on and thinking that you can be a people fixer, being honest about things instead of just being brave all the time, I think is a huge step. You don't need to do everything alone to be a good mum. Just remember that. When stress turns into something more, one of the guidelines they tell you about, if you're doing the survey that the doctors get you to use and you have to score yourself out of, 10, are you feeling like this and all the rest of it, they talk about when it becomes more than just stress, when it crosses into that anxiety or depression or burnout. So where you have that constant worry or panic, feeling hopeless or trapped, you might be losing joy in things that you once enjoyed. Intrusive thoughts, feeling like your family would be better without you, that's when you really do need for help. Help is available, so know that. You deserve it. You're not weak. You're not failing. You're just overwhelmed, and support can help. So where to get help in New Zealand? There are many, many, many options. If you've got nobody to talk to straight away, Lifeline, you can call or text them. The number is 0800 543 354 or text HELP, the word HELP, H-E-L-P, to 4357. That's for Lifeline. You can call or text 1737 to talk to a trained counsellor free 24/7. And of course, dial 111 for emergency services. For ongoing support, talk to your GP, Plunkett, your well child, Tamariki, Ora, providers. There's a huge amount of people. Talk to somebody. The maternal mental health services through the health board, that's the other thing to do, and of course counselling. And of course some are funded through your GP referral through the district court. There's local mums groups, and that was a great way to connect with people, to be able to feel less isolated. Ongoing support communities, and just remember, just be mindful of comparison and talking honestly with a trusted friend or whānau member, because that's a huge step. Asking for help doesn't mean you're failing your family. Just do remember that. It means that you're protecting them, you're looking out for them. If no one's told you lately, let this be the one moment that you hear it. You are, as a mum, doing an incredibly, incredibly hard job in a world that is expecting you to make it look easy, and it's not. You don't need to earn rest. You deserve that rest. You don't need to be at breaking point. You don't need to cope quietly, and your needs do matter. It's okay to feel the way you do. Your well-being matters, and support is not something you have to justify. You don't need to. It's okay to feel that way. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to feel like that. If today feels heavy for you, please reach out to someone. If it feels manageable, remember that this episode for the day, that it doesn't. Remember that. Tomorrow might be a harder day, and just remember that. Remember that you're not alone, even when it feels that way. As a woman, we all go through different stages in our lives, and we all go through moments where things do feel overwhelming and they do feel as though everything's getting on top of you, but it's all quite normal. I always think a problem shared is a problem halved, and I think that's something to really think about, and know that you can reach out. If it's not a family member, if it's not a friend, go to those support services, do reach out for them, because they are out there, and they're out there to help you. It's really good. One of the other things that I do, I must admit, is go and run yourself a nice hot bath and hop in the bath and just, try and chill. A friend of mine actually told me to do that, and it does help. I can remember when I was going through a breakup, and I spent a lot of time in the bath, and it really did help. It really did help. You know, so find that thing that gives you just that moment of mind clarity and ease. Remember that your friends do need you. You know, your friends, they do need you, and they need to know that they can come to you as well. And it's not about burdening a friend. It's about sharing. I would much rather know from a friend if that things were getting just a little bit hard. You know, it's a bit like we all read those memes on Facebook and we all see that stuff on there, and we all know that, you know, let's face it, not everyone has that perfect world. There's no white picket fence out there, and there's no Cinderella moment of being able to be swept up by a handsome prince who'll take you away and everything's going to be rainbows and sunshine, because life's not like that. We all face challenges at times, but the thing is to know that what you're going through now, there could be a better day tomorrow, right? And don't worry about the small stuff, honestly. You know, it's not about whether the house is spotless or whether the kids are in frickin' the latest designer bloody clothing. It's not about that. And they're the things that, when you think about your childhood and you look back, they're the things that you actually will never remember anyway. All of that stuff is just crap. You're not gonna ever remember that. But what you do remember about is the times that, you know, you had a hug and mum did some painting with you and you made a mess on the floor and all of that sort of thing. They're the memories that last a lifetime, and they're the memories that don't cost a lot. And they're the memories that you can create, because the washing will wait. And as I say, cheese on toast is fine for dinner. Hey, don't forget also too, as I say, if you need to reach out to someone, those numbers are there. We're going to make sure that actually on our Facebook page at Access Radio Taranaki that we have those numbers there up for Lifeline and so forth of who to reach out to. Know you can talk to your GP. Know that you can reach out to Plunkett, your midwife. There's wonderful organisations around that do support and caring and offer support. And do know that you're not going to be the only person who's going through that stage in your life. You know, as they say, that first year when you have a baby, that first year you live in perpetual tiredness, is what somebody once told me. And there couldn't be a truer statement. I think that's definitely evident when you go through that moment. Take care. We'll be back with you with Marcia, Fee, and Crystal, and our lovely bunch of ladies that we have next week for Wā Hine Atua. And know that we're here. Just take a moment, go and have a cup of tea, go and hug a tree, and just leave that washing. It'll be okay. You can do it tomorrow. Have yourself a great afternoon, and know that we care. We're thinking about you guys, and we'll see you next week here on RTFM.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.